William Horwood, The Willows at Christmas.
The recording of this book was made possible by the pupils of Ashdene Primary School, Wilmslow, Cheshire.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Deborah and our children, Joshua, Alice, Olivia and Max, with very much love. Chapter 1. Mr. Mole Takes Action.
"Oh, my!"
murmured Mr. Mole of Mole End, most unhappily, as he stoked up his coal fire against the bitter December night.
"Oh, dear!"
There were only 3 days till Christmas Eve, but the mole seemed to have quite lost all sense of seasonal excitement and good cheer. He traced his unwanted festive malaise directly back to a tea-time tête-à-tête he had had with his new friend, Mr. Toad of Toad Hall, at the beginning of December. Mole had been looking forward to this occasion with great anticipation. He had prepared well in advance, taking with him a greetings card he had made himself, as well as some of those festive sweetmeats he so expertly concocted in his kitchen. He was naturally a little surprised, therefore, that an unusually subdued Toad barely glanced at the card so lovingly made and hardly picked at the sweetmeats. The kind-hearted mole put this down to there being something on the mind of Toad, whose changeable emotions, sudden enthusiasms and impulsive likes and dislikes were so well known along the riverbank.